Podcasting live at the time we recorded it. From the studios in downtown Gulfport, Florida, it's WGAB, The Gabcast.
Welcome back to WGAB, The Gabcast, a Gabber newspaper production. I'm Cameron Healy, the assistant editor of The Gabber newspaper, and I am always with...
I'm Patrick Heinzen. I'm the news and topics reporter for The Gabber newspaper. And today we're going to talk about a bunch of different elections.
Yeah, we have two specific elections, one serious and one kind of silly. And then we have Gecko Ball. Woo, 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 woo. Okay, so first up, we have just overall Pinellas County elections. Who won in where? Who was even having an election, Pat? Like, seriously.
So there were a bunch of different elections, but the main ones that we looked at were St. Pete Beach, District 13, Democratic Congressional Representative, and Supervisor of Elections.
Yep.
So most of you watching are probably most tuned in to St. Pete Beach. And in St. Pete Beach, the District 2 seat was up for election, and that was between the incumbent commissioner, Nick Filtz, versus the challenger, Lisa Robinson. And on election night, I believe it was under 2,000 people that voted. But it turned out where Lisa Robinson ended up winning the election. So she, starting tonight.
I didn't see that.
So this is, we're filming this on Tuesday, August 27th.
Right?
Yeah, August 27th. So starting tonight, Lisa is now the District 2 commissioner.
Whoa. And we just had them on the podcast for a forum. So
yeah,
that's really interesting. If you want to go watch that video to see how they reacted prior to the actual.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And I know that obviously, to anybody who knows what has been going on since December in St. Pete Beach, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the commission seats held by all the commissioners other than Mayor Petrilla, because in December, four of the commissioners other than Petrilla resigned.
Yeah.
And that caused a pretty big rift in St. Pete Beach when they resigned, and they resigned in like a staggered sense so that they could appoint a commissioner to each one so that they could continue to have meetings.
Yeah.
But a lot of residents didn't find that very fair.
Yeah.
So there were multiple lawsuits focused on kind of getting a fair election and that kind of stuff. And now at this point, there has been an election for all the seats. And District 2 is the only one to have changed from the interim commissioner.
Wow. Okay.
So although Nick was not the interim commissioner in this election,
yeah,
he was originally the interim commissioner when appointed.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
then he was appointed as the official commissioner and then lost his seat in this special election.
Wow. His position titles have changed.
Yeah. And I spoke with both Lisa and Nick, and Lisa was very happy to accept this role, and also she felt that it was important for her to be representing the residents.
Yep.
Okay. And Nick was very thankful for his time on the commission, and mm-hmm, he hopes the best for the future of St. Pete Beach. So if you live in St. Pete Beach and you voted in this election, I hope that you're happy with the results, and I hope that whatever issues you see in the city are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll see you at tonight's meeting. And then kind of across the rest of the county, we had the Pinellas County Supervisor elections between mm-hmm Julie Marcus, who's the incumbent.
Yes.
And Chris Gleason, I believe his name is.
Okay.
And I guess there's really no other way to say it. Julie Marcus went
swept
out. Yeah, she, I think it was over 80% of the vote.
That's me sleeping.
It was like 125,000 to 25,000 votes.
That's crazy.
So
she had the supporters.
Julie Marcus has been the supervisor of elections for a little while now, but she's been working in the county for over 20 years now. She's been very big in the supervisor of elections side of things. So congratulations,
yes,
to Julie Marcus.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have the District 13 Democratic Congressional Representative race. So The
yeah.
actual election happens on November 5th.
Yep.
But we already had Ana Paulina Luna, the Republican representative for District 13, which is all of the beaches side of things and like, some of St. Pete.
Like it's, split it's down really 34th.
Weird. Yeah, it's really like, weird. Some of St. Pete.
Yeah, I found that out when we went to go vote. We went voting the same day, yeah, same time. At, well, same day, obvi, but like, you know, same time. And I was like, why am I not allowed to vote for these people? Found out I live in the other half.
Yeah, I live in the top half. She lives in the bottom half. So yeah. I got to vote for them.
Yeah.
And that was between a couple candidates. It was Sabrina Boozbar. Mm-hmm. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. And she ended up winning. Then there was Mark Weinkrantz, Liz Dahan, John Licioni. I don't remember.
Whitney Fox. Why did I think she won? I messed up then. I must have thought in my head.
Oh, God.
Imagine if she won and you just said that. I thought she won.
You're right. Whitney Fox won.
Because I remember looking at all of the numbers and stuff, and it was like she had like a really big.
Yeah, there was a bit of a disparity.
A little bit for sure. Yeah. I felt like it was like at least 1,000 for everybody. But not everybody went over.
I think the bottom, not the bottom four, like, but like 1 through 4 were closer than 4 to 5.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the, what I mean is.
Out of the numbers.
I believe it was Whitney Fox. Whitney Fox won by a larger amount than like whoever was 4 was to 1.
So. Let's hope we should.
So Whitney Fox is the nominee. To run against Ana Paulina Luna. So in November,
congrats.
You'll see her name on the ballot next to Ana Paulina Luna.
Will I get to vote that time? I think so, right? Because she'd be...
No, because she's not your senator. She's not in District 13.
I just want to use my right to vote.
Well, you'll vote for someone. So on November 5th, make sure to get out to vote for local and national politics.
Yeah. Use your right to vote.
But
use
now.
Use your right to vote. And you know what my right to vote was? I used my right to vote in the Gulfport Gecko Queen election.
Gecko ball.
Gecko ball.
Gecko ball.
Gecko ball. No, it should have been the cheering one. So, back to the news. First off, Gecko Ball happened this weekend, August 24th, and it was an event. I had fun. I thought it was really, really cute. I went and I wore my bikini t-shirt. Have you ever seen that?
I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, it looks just like me. So, so I was like basically walking around with a bikini on. And I wore blue eyeshadow to match my bikini top. And Kathy said, oh, my God, you look so 80s. I said, duh, I miss the 80s. And then and so I felt like I fit in. And then what was that? Oh, sorry. He just pressed a button. I thought he was going to like start. Thought the thing was going to start laughing at me or something. So anyways, I went in my bikini shirt and it was a Saturday Night Live theme. I actually had somebody ask me if I was a character, and I was like, no, unfortunately, I did not
How
come that prepared.
How many characters did you recognize?
How many?
In your article, you said that you thought the Blues Brothers were Men in Black.
Yeah, because I didn't know who the Blues Brothers were. So I didn't know who the Blues Brothers were. I'm so, so sorry. But yeah, no, I saw them walking around like, was Men in Black like an SNL skit? Before a movie, like why?
Do they have the hats like the small?
They didn't have small hats. Wait,
they didn't have like big. It's like the short. I don't know what type of
just
hat
a fedora.
It is. No, it's not a fedora. But maybe it
they
is.
They just looked like they were going to erase my memory after arresting an alien. So I was very much thinking that was the case. But I saw a lot of Coneheads. I did know about the Coneheads. The Sister Mary Catherine, she is the only one that I've like recognized because I used to watch Superstar as a kid. Okay. But like, I haven't seen it in 10 million years. So when I saw everybody dressed up like her, I was like, oh my God.
So who was your favorite one that you saw?
Oh, these two girls dressed up like Pete Davidson and Timothy Chalamet, and that one that's like, pull up, skirt, skirt. And like, I was like, that's I know that hilarious. One because
that happened in the last 20 years.
Yeah. That happened like the past two, yeah. 3 years.
Yeah.
So I actually knew that one, and I was like, wait, that's actually so sick. But I did show my boyfriend, and he went, she kind of looks like a Vector from Despicable Me. So I was like, that's not.
Oh yeah.
So anyways, that one was a good one. I saw a lot of people wearing the Target girl one. She's like, they like just recently made commercials, yeah, with that character. So I was like, oh, I've seen that.
There was a lot of cowbell people.
Oh yeah, the cowbell. I've seen that 10 million. My family, I swear to you, every once in a while it will come up in conversation. And they'll just be like, let's watch the video. Show the kids
it's,
the video.
It doesn't get old.
Yeah, no, it's funny.
Because everybody but Will Ferrell is breaking. he stays through it. And even Christopher Walken is like laughing as he's saying it.
It's definitely iconic. And SNL is funny. We were discussing this, that everybody there had experienced SNL at its peak. SNL was so good before I was born.
I remember watching it in like the early 2010s.
Oh, so yeah, we were also saying
it was
that. Yeah.
It was, I liked it.
I wish I saw more people doing like, oh, people did, Kathy probably would let me say it on the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah.
Dick in a Box actually was such a good,
it was very good. I like
costume
it.
And there was two people that had,
and that's a newer one too. That's a relatively new skit.
Yeah, I would say that's 2010s for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, two people had Donald Trump and Putin in their box, and I was like, that's clever, that's a good little bit there. I like, yeah, that's a good idea. But then there was like some other people who had like, once they opened the box, like this huge like inflatable thing came out. It wasn't a penis. It was not. But it came out.
What was it?
I don't know. It was inflatable. And it went like, it literally went like this.
That's like,
it was
I feel like I watched SNL from like 2010 to like 2016.
There were some good
moments there.
Later. Yeah.
Like there were some really funny skits at that time.
What to say? You know, because that was one of my favorites. I do that one all the time.
We were talking about like with the Dick in a Box. Like,
yeah.
We grew up in that era where it was like they were relying less on like the live comedy thing, yeah, and more on like they had a lot of those pre-recorded skits. But some of them were so funny.
I just had sex and it felt so good.
The prime Lonely Island.
Lonely Island. Lonely Island. That's what I wish I saw more of, as more people like younger,
if you're here in 10, 15 years, I'm sure that Gecko Ball, if they redo that theme,
yeah,
10, 15 years, we're going to get a lot of skits from that kind of thing. I remember, my dad is not going to watch this, but my dad always showed me the old Celebrity Jeopardies with Sean Connery and Burt Reynolds being Turd Ferguson. It's perfect. Just perfect.
Yeah. So
watch the old Celebrity Jeopardies.
I definitely think it was a good theme. It actually had a lot of, it got a lot of good costumes out of it, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a good idea.
There's just so much history and so many like classic moments that you can dress up as something.
Oh, and so many people like had so much fun dressing up. I got to talk to some people being like, this was super exciting. Like, I liked being able to wear this fun wig tonight. And like, I don't know. I feel like that's such a fun thing to do. So
I feel like SNL is one of those things that like, it's so, you can reference it forever.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be people that have seen it and know it. And like, the skits are going to live on in culture for longer than like you will think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to be like coming together and see people remembering all of that and looking back on a time when they found it funny and they're much later. I mean, if it happened in the 80s, 40 years later,
yeah,
they still find it really funny. You know?
It's still, like, prominent enough in their, like, humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, so it was super fun. I liked seeing everybody get dressed up, and it made me almost really excited to have something like that when I'm older, that I can just, like, go escape from my children and my dog or something at home and be like, I'm going to go hang out with the girls.
Don't get offended by Cameron's article.
My article is not offensive, so I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if it was, but
she said she would have had more fun if she was 50.
I didn't understand all the references. I didn't know everybody there. I couldn't like walk up and be like, I like your costume, when I clearly didn't know what that was. But like, that's what I was saying. I think it'd be fun if I was older and everything was more relevant to me. But I still enjoyed what I knew, and I still liked seeing everybody get fun, like have fun, drink, and dance. Like, that was cool. And then there's also, oh my god,
at the end of the night,
we want to say the same thing. Then they had Gecko Queen. So Anita McLaughlin won Gecko Queen. Super, super fun. This year's Gecko Queen only had three candidates. So it was Anita, Susan Gore, and Shelly. Oh, I'm so sorry, Shelly. I'm so sorry. I wish I asked you how to pronounce it before I got on this podcast. But all of these people are wonderful people of Gulfport, and they all had really nice things to say about each other in their candidacy, the election, yeah. This super important thing. It was really cool, and I really liked Shelly's comment on the fact, she's like, I just love that this town has a queen. Like, how great. That's how cute. Like, we have a friggin' pet mayor and a queen. Like, that's kind of cute. So
I remember explaining Gecko Queen to my mom, and she was like, oh, who is it? And I'm like, this was last year. And I was like, oh, well, it's this dude named Robert. She was like, huh? I'm like,
anybody can
be Gecko Queen. It's Gulfport. They don't care. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, it's just like you said, it's a cool quote to be like, I'm just glad that this town has a queen.
Yeah,
this
is great. Like, that's so fun. So Anita is actually a longtime resident here, and she lives in North Gulfport, but she has a produce and deli shop called the Funky Flamingo. So if you haven't seen it, it's like in this little plaza next to Slice of Gulfport. And I can't remember what it's across the street. I think that's like the fire department or something right there. But anyways, it's by 58th, and it's really, really cute. And she originally opened it in 2020 with her son and his husband, but unfortunately they died a year later. So she's been going through a grieving process, and she has been doing everything she could to make Funky Flamingo the best that it could, in his honor and in his husband's honor. And she's just a great asset to the community, and having the ability to be Gecko Queen has really helped her come out of her shell since both of their deaths. So she even said that she was like, I feel like a renewed energy, like, that I haven't felt since they've died. Like, this was really awesome to go through. So she definitely was able to put herself out there and become her old self in a new way. That's like kind of how she said.
Shed?
She like shed. She shed.
I thought about that and I was like, I can't say this.
But
she did. She shed her skin and became a new gecko queen.
She's a new gecko. She's a new gecko girl. So yeah. And congrats, also, Anita.
Congrats to Susan and Shelly for both campaigning well. They both are uber important to the community, and there's a reason why they ran, is because they knew that they're important in the community, and the community knows they're important. So thank you to all three Gecko Queen candidates. It was very interesting to walk into the corner store every day when we came in and just see more and more votes in the box.
Yeah, that was so cool.
I was surprised. I mean, not really surprised, but there was just so many people that voted, and I thought it was really cool because...
Oh, I wish I saw the numbers of how many...
Gecko Fest is like... I was saying, we should just change August to Gecko Month and
seriously, it should be just declared Gecko Month.
Because every weekend they got a different gecko-themed thing.
Yeah, so...
And this weekend, where are you going to be?
Gecko Fest. Gecko Fest. So Gecko Fest is on August 31st. It's from 10 to 10, I think. And it's straight up market vendors all the way and food trucks all the way in between Beach Boulevard, the street. Literally, it's in the middle of the street. There's going to be no parking in the middle of the street, so plan ahead. And there's going to be a stage on one end by the library and one by the casino. So they're going to have live music and performers. There's also going to be performers in between vendors and stuff.
I was going to say, like, the brewery, tap house, they probably
There's going to be a bunch of places that you can eat and drink at, too. So check those out. But, yeah, Gecko Fest is going to be all day long celebrations. At 6 o'clock, I'm pretty sure, is the Gecko Queen introduction and parade. So that's great where the Gecko Queen leads the parade, and I'm pretty sure the Gecko marching band will be right behind them. And so we'll see how that goes. I'm going to be there.
She'll get the parade right this time.
I will be at the parade this time. My bad. So that's, I'm excited for the parade. I think it's always going to be fun. I went last year.
Definitely.
It was cute. So yeah, it's a Gecko Fest life. This month has been so geckoing. It's been geckoing. This month has been geckoing, guys. I don't even know. So please go to Gecko Fest and have super duper fun, but also be super duper safe.
Yes. Like she said, there's going to be no parking here.
Yeah, really.
So either use some sort of public transportation or park at a satellite lot and they'll drive you over in a bus, but
Uber too, guys.
Yeah,
I
Uber,
know y'all be drinking.
Don't drink and drive.
Please don't.
Just don't.
No, right? Even in your golf cart, be serious. Be so serious. Those things go kind of fast.
Enjoy Gecko Fest and
we'll be back
with you next week.
Rest of your day.
We'll be back with you next week on WGAB the Gabcast.